Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 14th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 0.75 cents at 317.5, July beans down 2.5 cents at 837, and July wheat up 0.5 cents at 502.25. The crude oil closed up 226 a barrel. These are as high as we've been in several weeks since the crash. The dollar was up 21 ticks. The interesting thing about today was the wheat got down under $5, traded down to, I think it was 4.96¾. I wound up closing 0.5 cent higher. It's not a key reversal because we didn't take out last night or yesterday's highs. We didn't close over yesterday's highs. So I don't know what it means. Beans down 2.5 cents. Mainly because of the pressure from the meal. But again, I just don't want to be short beans down here. I think next year's carryout's just too tight. Maybe if I was wanting to be short, so maybe short July, long November. But overall, just kind of a lackluster day. Corn had a 5-4 cent range. Beans had a 8 cent range. Wheat had a 9 cent range. Really pretty quiet. We'll get the commitment of traders reports here in a few minutes. Funds should be short, somewhere around 190,000 contracts of corn. I think when it's all said and done, they're even in the beans, even in the wheat, something around those numbers. The Dow Jones rallied the better part of 800 points off its lows. We were 500 lower. We're currently 300 higher. I'm not sure what the news was that turned the Dow around, but something turned it around, obviously. I still think we're way overbought on this Dow. I think the dollar is way overbought. I think this economy is in more trouble than we have a clue. But for whatever reason, the market continued to rally here today all day. Hasn't really backed off much. As far as the grains go, looks like the weather is going to start to clear up for next week. We should have 90% of the corn in by next week. Probably 50-60% of the beans in by sometime next week. So I don't see any real issues there. It's just going to be it's a two-game, two players in this game, China and the weather. If either one comes home here, we see huge Chinese buying, we can go higher. If the weather turns really lousy, hot and dry, obviously we can go higher. Aside from that, demand is still soft. The crude oil is helping the corn a little bit here. We're using a little bit more gasoline and ethanol out here. The stocks are down. Prices have rebounded a little bit. So that's helpful for the corn market in the long run. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.